Home Institute of Justice. But they helped people out. We didn't know we needed help out. Michael's a citizen. I mean, he's Arab, not Jewish. But as it turned out, there was a lot more to it than what we know, we knew spiritually, that the Lord didn't want me to go to America. He wanted me here for us to meet, to be doing these meetings, and also to meet a Jewish family yesterday, the woman who did my fingerprints, her and her father. Oh, my. I don't know how to, I had to write it in a book.
Wow.
So it's totally the hand of God. And all from me, just going with me and Michael and I going to ACCO, which is right, is where all his papers are up north. And what happened is that we went ahead and made an appointment for the 12th. So when I came back, so we could start the process, because the process can take, before I can leave the country, I can leave, of course, but then I would have to start all over again. But it could be as much as 6 months or more. So ended up that whenever, then we moved to Jerusalem, and we don't have an address. It's a long story. It's complicated here in Israel. But, we ended up seeing this attorney who this J.I.J. is going to pay for the attorney.
Wow.
Our case. We don't even have a case, as far as we know. But they, so they're paying for all of the attorney fees.
Wow. Great. Thank God.
And so they are the one, the attorney's the one that said last Tuesday that they did not recommend me leaving.
Right.
And that they made it because Israel changes their laws all the time, especially about residency, citizenship, even spousal. And it's just something that happens here a lot. They just change laws. And so she said, "There now the law is that they want the spouse, who's a citizen here, to invite their spouse here. And they call it unification, marital unification. And that she said, now that you're in the system, they may, there's likelihood of them not even allowing you back in. I need you to go back to America and comply.
Wow.
And so we wrestled with it for a couple of days, really wrestling with it. You know, Lord, is this you or is this the enemy? You know, we know we have these meetings. And so but finally we came into a place of peace. And the Lord said, this is me. I don't want you to stop these prophetic meetings, this training, and also... that, you know, he just gave us peace and that this would happen. And he was preventing it. So he went before. So it's a really good teaching. I've already started teaching it in the group here of how he already knows what's ahead.
Yes.
Whatever that is. And that if we will have ears to hear, he will save us. And so he was saying, this is my hand. I saved you from the trap of the enemy.
My God.
That's because you had to, you had to come into, you had to seek me, then hear me, then obey me. And yeah, I just got chills as I share that with you.
Yes.
And there's a lot of, like I said, it was a dynamics here because Michael, being an Israeli Jew, I mean, Arab, I mean, he's in his passport is Israeli. You know, on his ID card is Israeli. They don't say, well, you're Israeli, Jew, or Arab.
Gotcha.
But there is a certain amount of still prejudice against an Arab here with the Jews, especially in government. And so that's what they were concerned about. Because we've been married, they said, for 26 years, which we thought would make it easier.
Right.
They said they'll be wanting to know why you haven't already done it. And then they're really not wanting people to do it here. They want you to do it outside in your country. And it's also becoming more difficult. It's more lengthy for that spouse. Spousal unification is what they call it.
Right.
And so here he set us up. Just Holy Spirit set us up.
Yes.
I mean, you know, if we hadn't gone to ACCO, then we would have been in the system. But he wanted us to be in the system. I've been praying for years for this. Michael and I both have come to a place of being ready for that, and we're going to, you know, do this and then this and that and what have you. And also raise funds, because to stay here financially is, you know, we've never done that. One of us have always been out traveling, we minister, and so now it's a whole different level of faith and getting partners and financial partners to support the ministry here. I mean, so there's a whole different level of faith and glory. You know,
yes.
When you're in transition, it's like, whoa.
Yes.
And, but then, so then we find out from a Gentile believer, this marriage, a Messianic Jew here that's still going through her process, which she's
wow.
in her third year. And she's been able to leave, though. After a certain amount of months, usually they give you a work visa.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first visa. And then you're able to travel some, but not much. They want to see your life, center of life here, the
gotcha.
Majority of the time.
Uh-huh.
But you're going through this process. This is what we found out from the attorney. So she gives us the name of this Jerusalem Institute of Justice, and saying, well, they do this for free for people.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, Michael goes to meet the lady that's the CEO of it. She's from Poland, and it's a nonprofit organization. They raise funds, and they help people in areas of that need justice. You know, like things like residency or
mm-hmm.
citizenship or other things. Then they have attorneys. And so she had an attorney call Michael. Michael had the attorney call me, made an appointment last Tuesday, I think it was, yeah, for us to go in for our first interview. And so we didn't even know why we're going. We're thinking just to fill the papers out, you know, when I get back from America with the marriage license, birth certificate, all that.
Mm.
FBI, got to get FBI background check, and just, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot to this. And so she's saying to me, I said, well, I'm going back to America, and she's telling us all kinds of things and what problems we might have, and that Michael needed to change his address to Jerusalem now that we're living here and not up north. So, you know, we're going, and it's very intimidating. And I'm not a person who gets intimidated very easily, but I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, what have we got ourselves into? And then she says, well, I'm going to talk to my boss, and I'll call you back in. So she talked to the attorney that's over this law office, and she told her, she said, I recommend that she does not leave.
I gotcha.
And then I had doctor's appointment. I had medication I need to get. I mean, there's a lot of decisions we had to make with this. And because I'm a diabetic, I'm not taking insulin. I take oral medication. And my A1C, my blood sugar is getting much better.
Thank God, yes.
But, you know, I mean, it's going to go back and come back and what have you. So that's when we started wrestling with it. And then, of course, the meetings, because there's three meetings. You know, yours is first.
Yes.
And then there was two others. And Lord, we've already committed to this. This is you. And you didn't give us a spirit of fear. So we want to make sure that we're not walking in fear from what man says. And then I ended up calling her last Thursday and telling her, Thursday before, telling her I wasn't going to leave. She was very happy to hear that. But she told us when we were in the office a week from Tuesday, it was a week ago, because I was going to leave on Wednesday, this past Wednesday. She said in the office, she said, by the way, JIJ is taking your case. And they're going to pay for everything.
Wow.
All the attorney fees.
Obedience brings a blessing.
Yeah. 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 I mean, and like I said, we're not even having problems. But the Lord has been speaking to my heart the last 2 days. He said, this is going to be speedy. He said, I set you up for this. You have been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. You've been faithful to me through all you've been through, to be in Israel, to be a bridge between the Gentile and the Jew here, and to even through the death of your daughters and everything that you've gone through. And he said, I am going to speed this up for you.
Praise
this is nothing
God.
For you to fear.
Mm.
Know that I am going to give you favor, and even the attorney is going to see how I moved in this situation.
Mm.
And so, I mean, that's was, whoa, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And so not only that, I had to get fingerprints. So this whole thing leading from ACO this last month now to fingerprints, which I wouldn't have done here. I would have done in America. But then we meet the woman that recommended to do fingerprints. Come to find out, she used to work the police department as a criminal investigator. And she has her own business now as a criminal investigator. Mm. And so she does fingerprints all the time. And so she says, well, you know, normally I have people come to me and it would have been more money to go to her. But she said, I'm going to be in Jerusalem on Friday. This is on Wednesday. And she said, I'll meet you there. And it's going to be 450 shekels. It would be, and she said, if I come to Jerusalem, it's 600 shekels. But if you come to me, it's 450. And then she said, you know, for the same price, we can meet in Jerusalem at my office. She said in an office somewhere there. So it's over by the Shuk. And if you've never been to Jerusalem, you wouldn't know that. But there's this famous vegetable meat Shuk of the Jews where people go. And it's Friday.
Mm.
Shabbat's going to start. So we go meet her. She calls us. We're walking, and she says, well, I'm in front of the bank discount. We meet her. Well, she takes us into this very hidden place.
Mm.
And very quaint, but hidden behind the Shuk. And she takes us. I'm taking you to my father's house.
Mm.
Oh, that's prophetic.
Oh, yeah, yes.
My father's house. I didn't even get that. And she says, I never bring my client to my father's house.
Oh,
but I just
my
felt
God.
With you guys that I should.
Mm.
And so she takes us and she says, now you're coming into his music studio. This is where he lives.
Mm.
He has a music studio. So we walk in, and there's instruments all over the place.
Mm.
And he used to be over some kind of department of music, but he is a musician, and he plays the piano, he plays the guitar, many, many instruments. And we get to meet him. He's in shorts. He's secular Jew. He's 72, though he doesn't look it, and we immediately meet heart to heart. All of us.
Wow.
And we began to share with him things. He wanted us to listen to this new music CD that he's doing with a Jewish opera singer. Mm-hmm. But it's Spanish classical.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he's so comfortable that he wants us to hear this, and we're having coffee, and I'm sharing
wow.
with him about the loss of my children, and Michael with his stand with Israel, and it ended up, we were there almost 3 hours.
Mm-mm. Mm.
And they do concerts in his place. They get 60 people in a small place, I do not know how,
my.
But with the opera singer, who's a friend of his, and so ended up, because I do prophetic songs over people.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned something about singing. Oh, you sing? We want to hear it. And I was like, oh, my. You know, and so he gets out his guitar, and he's kind of classical with it, so it's not my normal way of. But before that, I ended up ministering to him. I said, I have a word. I have something from God of Israel for your father. He speaks to him, and he can speak Arabic, but because his family was from Iraq, and so I begin to see visions and the love of the Father for him, and all the things that he's been through, and the brokenness and betrayal, and all of these things prophetically was flowing out of him, the love of the Father, that he just was in awe. Of the presence of God. And then as he played for me guitar, I sung over his daughter. It was a divine appointment
Glory
of heaven.
Glory to God, yes.
Set up by starting in ACO with making an appointment, having to get fingerprinted here. And so the Lord also spoke to me this morning, and as I spoke it out for Michael and I both, he said, stop looking. He didn't say looking. He said, stop saying the devil, 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 and tell my people to stop saying the devil, devil, devil.
Wow.
He said, start seeing my hand in everything.
Glory to God.
In everything.
Everything.
That you stop seeing the devil's doing this, the devil's doing that, and saying it.
My
but
God.
Seeing my hand was in taking you to Echo. My hand was getting you into the computer. It was my hand and you being warned not to leave. It was my hand that led you to this Jewish home.
Glory to God.
That when we left, they said, we love you. Please come back. And even got a text from her last night, yesterday, saying, I love you.
Praise God.
And saying before we left, them giving these kisses and hugs and saying, please, when you're in the area, anytime you want to come over, call Father. He would love to have you. And when we have another concert, we want you to come.
Glory to God.
Totally set up. Though it looked like the enemy. But it was the hand of the Father leading the whole way by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I knew that you would be so blessed.
I am blessed by that.
We might as well be pen pals because we're one in the spirit.
I know it. I was just thinking, you know, when she said, I love you, I love you. Well, you're living up to the prophetic name that God has given the ministry there, unconditional love.
Yes.
So that's you're living up to that prophecy. No wonder she would say that. I love you. I love you. Because that's what flows from you.
Like right before we left, I said, can I have a hug? She said, absolutely. I was going to ask. And as we were hugging each other, and she was, I said, I love you. She said, well, I love you. And as I was walking down, so I said, you are in my heart. She said, you are in my heart.
My
and see, this is what's happened to us in Ahuria with his family. You know, it's the same way. I mean, she wept with me when we were packing to move, and I was under a lot of stress. And Shoshana's her name, and she was beating on her chest and said, oh, don't cry, I'm going to cry. And she was crying with me and holding me, and I love you, Jane, I love you, Jane, I love you, Jane. You know, and you know, of course, we'll be going up to, come, you can stay in our home, and we're your family, and we'll do anything to help you. And, you know, and I never thought about that. Yes, it's a stamp of the Lord saying.
Yes.
And a stamp of them saying, look, you're walking out the ministry I gave you many years ago in conditional ministry. That's right. They are feeling that love. They're experiencing that love. And, you know, the question of, you know, I'm not saying Yeshua. But the Lord has told me I am Yeshua. The God of Israel is Yeshua. The day will come. The people I'm sending you to in Israel, the Jewish people, are marked. They're already written in my book of life. They just don't know it yet.
That's right.
And they will come to know me through the love.
That's right.
And he's saying this. So that was so strong in me this morning. He was saying, from this day forth, because we, you know, in the charismatic mood and spirit field, we have a tendency. And not that we don't do warfare, not that we don't have an enemy, absolutely. Not that he's not interfering.
Right.
He does. But the Lord is just saying, you have been focusing too much on the devil, devil, devil. Well, the devil's keeping your finances back. The devil is persecuting. The devil is, you know, not, we're always doing that, of course not. But, you know, he just really got my attention. And he said, when you were raised Baptist, you never heard that. He said, find the balance. Balance. Teach my people the balance of kingdom.
Glory.
And so that's gonna preach.
Yes, it is. Yes, it will. It's truth.
You know, I mean, right now we're financially, we're like in a place of like, oh my gosh, what's going on? I mean, we've even had to use some credit cards that we have a little bit left on to make donations into the ministry to meet financial obligations, you know. And we're like, Lord, we know we've heard from you. We know. And then after yesterday, we knew we were in the right place at the right time. And he kept saying, you speak to the enemy to release what belongs to you.
That's right.
You know, I know your need. You've heard of Kenneth Hagin, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, we have YouTube channel here because we have a smart TV, so we've been able to start watching that here in Jerusalem where we both in Nahariya. And so we listened. Kenneth Hagin just turned it on last night because we also went to a Shabbat. Now, get this. We were invited to a Shabbat meal with another brother that Michael met on the bus. They're from Kentucky. And he got to know them last year. So we get invited. We did not know that they were inviting Arabs.
Wow.
So here we are with the Jews yesterday, and where we end up with Arabs last night. And that's a part of our ministry, to be a bridge between
that's
the two.
Right.
Isaac and Ishmael.
Mm-mm.
I mean, not all Arabs are Ishmael. But, you know, and they're Orthodox, and which Michael's raised Orthodox. There's a dentist who he knew when he was a little boy. And so I was asked, because the man, Roger, had worked for the Anglican Church, and they hadn't met me yet, but after he went around, had us all share, and I felt, the Lord told me, he said, share about the girls, share about the testimony, my goodness, in that situation. And then after that, the presence of the Lord was so strong, he asked me to pray for this young Arab guy that is going back to Budapest to become, he's going to school for a physician,
mm-hmm.
and then to pray for the dentist. And then he said, would you please pray for this one? He's needing a job. He's working night, an older
my
man.
God. Mm.
And so out of that came invitations from when the couple comes back from Budapest, they want us to come to their house. And here we're being invited back to the Jews. And we're going, oh my gosh. If I'd been in America, I wouldn't have been.
You would
there.
Have missed every bit of that. That's right. The hand of God. The hand of God.
So now today, this morning, he gave me a release to continue the prophetic training, which are 5 weeks long, which really just started in the spring. Now what I've been training on for the last 5 weeks, which has really just been 4 weeks, and then Monday I'll do a little teaching, and then we're going to have fellowship and just body ministry and prophetic ministry. But it was then on fulfilling your personal prophecy. And a key to fulfill your personal prophecy. Well, it's already, he said, you continue these meetings, so stop them. Now I'm going to start the next Monday on another 5 weeks, for five being for grace, on a series on and I've never done series teachings before. Never. This is the first. And it's like first, everything. But it's going to be on marketplace ministry.
Oh, wow.
And how your gifts can be utilized.
Yes.
Your gifts of the Spirit in the marketplace. And then we're going to start a Wednesday night meeting. Every Wednesday night is going to be called Living in the Glory.
Wow. Exciting.
Exciting. And then he's talking to me about now it's going to be time for next year, for you to go ahead and put together online prophetic training.
Wow.
Jerusalem, but online. And I'm going to be using Zoom to do that. I'm going to be bringing in other teachers. So because we're connected in the Spirit, I feel that Lord's going to want you to come on as one of the teachers.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
Now, and so even those volunteers that are leaving Israel, they're through with their time here. Like I've got one going back to Texas. He's been here for 3 months in a Sukkot Hallel doing worship. And she's like becoming a spiritual daughter. And they just left. We've been in the glory for 4 hours. And mentoring and deliverance and healing. And one from Germany and then the one from Texas. And so I told her about it. I said, do you think you would be interested in continuing with training online? Oh, absolutely, she said. And so for that, I'll be charging, a fee for those to come on, and it'll be for just so long. And then eventually the vision is for 3 months for students to come here for 3 months and just be saturated in the training here in Jerusalem. And I mean, you guys are a part. You're praying of the seed you sent. Thank you so much. You have
we are blessed.
Timely that was.
we are blessed to be a part of what God is doing there. We are blessed. We're honored. We are honored and blessed. We count it a privilege to be able to give into what God is doing there. And we are desiring to release another gift to the ministry there, however you see fit for it to be used, whether in the training to help those that come there that to pay their their way, you know, for the training or however you see fit. Because Joanna has shared a little bit about that with me, with what you were doing there and the needs and how God had just blessed that and had just taken off wonderfully. So it's in our heart. I told her, I said, well, you know, we'd already started laying aside and setting aside a gift for Jane, and that hasn't changed. What we've set aside and laid aside in our heart doesn't, that hasn't changed. So we will be releasing that, hopefully early September. And I guess just send it to... Go ahead.
What is going to go toward is the training center itself, because we've moved into this new facility.
Mm-hmm.
And just in our month time there in America, the Lord brought in through meetings the finances to be able to move into this new place.
Wow.
Which is extremely, it is every month it can be up to $3,700 a month.
Wow.
And we have had up to 20, we were supposed to have 28 this last time. Now this, what it is, it's two apartments, but yet it's five bedrooms, but it's big enough the way it's laid out, and I'll have to send you pictures, and we have chairs already, so every Sunday we set it up, and we had 26 who signed up to come, because I'm having them register.
Yeah.
I mean, if they have anybody coming, they don't pay anything. But I just felt the wisdom of the Lord, because we are in Jerusalem and there's different dynamics about that. And so I've got two questions. You know, what is do you want to learn about the prophetic? Mm-hmm. You know, or why are you interested in the prophetic? Because mm-hmm. I want to know where they're coming from.
Right.
And then who told you? So the unity can continue here. So because you do have people who come and they just get way out of bounds. I mean, they just almost go, I don't know how to explain. You'd have to be here to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't give our address out. We're not advertising like mm-hmm. advertising. It's word of mouth.
Gotcha.
And it's people going, say, oh, you got to come. The mm-hmm. love anointing. We're mm-hmm. learning. We're getting to minister to one another. We're being released in the gifts. And then they whoever they've invited, they fill out. And then I send them the address. And then we have a gate and where people buzz to come in.
Mm.
And the Lord is just, it's just been beautiful how he's showing us how to do it. Because we're not like a corporate meeting. We don't have a building to where we can just invite people like a church meeting.
Right.
You know, it's not like that, because it's also the place where we're living, but it's also a place where we set it up. To be able, and we can probably hold up to 30 people, maybe 35. We may eventually are going to probably have to sit in the floor. It is growing mm-hmm. that rapidly.
Glory to God.
Through word of mouth.
Mm.
And people are the testimonies that we're getting. And we've got Australia, we've got Germany, we've got Hungary, we've got Guatemala, we've got Mexico, we've got Colombia, we've got Messianic Jews, we've got a couple from Florida that are here. He's working for an Israeli IT company. We had a Jewish believer, Israeli, that's just been born again for 2.5 years that heard about us. And she came. And she lives in Tel Aviv.
Mm.
And she came to the meeting on Monday night. We have Georgia. I mean, we have Americans. And we have these young people flocking to this that are so hungry
yes.
for the presence of the Lord.
Mm.
We have an older couple that we met that are in England, and they're coming early September. They're going to be here for 2 weeks, and they want to come to one of the prophetic meetings.
Wow.
And it's like I said, we're not advertising.
Mm-mm.
But it's almost like the woman at the well going out.
Yes. Yes.
and
see.
So we know that this, we're going to eventually, and I don't know how soon it's going to be, need another meeting place.
Wow.
Because it will eventually be so full.
Mm.
We won't be able to have everybody. And, but we'll still have meetings here. We've had Shabbat here. We had last Friday. We had, We had the Jewish couple. We had from Puerto Rico. We had 10 people here for Shabbat.
Wow.
Just got through with these two women, one German and one from the Texas, where came to visit. One came at 12, one at 2. They know each other. The Holy Spirit met them, began to bring deliverance and healing, restoration. And over in the other apartment, which this is connected, but in the other side is another kitchen, but it's really where I go and have a lot of prayer.
Mm.
I mean, I have a living room set up to where you see the garden. In that bedroom, because one of her buses, the bus that she would have to go to Bet Jala leaves early. She wouldn't be able to come to the meeting. So the whole place is being utilized.
Mm.
Presence of the Lord.
Nothing
and,
wasted.
And, we, you know, we have an offering thing out there and ask if anyone wants to give because we're buying, you know, we're getting refreshments and stuff, you know, because we do have a break and we have someone who's been bringing either a cake or cookies and we furnish whatever and it's, and everyone says, I mean, the testimony is, I don't think I've ever been anywhere with so much unity.
Mm.
Everyone's like heart. I mean, it's like in the loving on each other, and you just feel so love and so much peace. And just these two that just left, one of them just said, I always feel free when I leave.
Mm.
Just free.
Mm.
And I just smile. You know, I mean, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
That's what the presence of the Lord does.
Yeah.
And when the Lord is pleased and his presence is there, that's what he does. That's how he moves. He brings unity and love. Mm.
Amen.
He is love.
And love, and his love is, you know, he's really building up on this river of love. He keeps talking about his river of love. He said, you and Michael must get into the river of love and stay there. No matter where you're at.
Yes.
Grocery store, if you're in a car.
That's right.
We don't have a car now. We've rented, which is very expensive, but we are believing. So something you can put on the prayer list for us.
Amen.
Is for a car.
Okay.
We need a vehicle. And we're looking for something that's not, you know, maybe around 2016, 2000, and it could even be 2018, but used, because if not, if you get something new, then you have to pay the same amount of taxes here. Very expensive. But if you get used, the taxes have already been paid. But we need the transportation so we can go into places that, nor, you know, the buses, it's like an all-day affair if you go ride the bus, you know, but where we can have the liberty to go visit and minister to where the Lord, even up north and even in the Tiberias there in different areas. But so we're believing the Lord for a vehicle. And so we need prayer for that. But we're in awe.
Mm.
See the birthing of a vision that you've believed for so long.
Wow. Ah.
And if it's happening for us, Kathy, it's happening for others waiting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because God is faithful. He is faithful.
He is faithful.
And he has not forgotten. He has not forgotten anything he has promised to us. He has not forgotten. Mm.
And as soon as I get the liberty to travel, which won't be for long periods of time, but that should be within sometime next year, then I am coming back to America, and Michael and I hopefully together, and we will tour. We will go in. We believe that we're going to be called by the Lord go in to places, and it's on every invitation we will receive, and it doesn't matter how big. You know, we're not into numbers at all.
No.
We're in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And to those that are hungry, that we will come together and we will release the river of
Glory
his love.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Mm.
That's our calling. We're called to release his love.
Mm.
We're just called. That's what we're called. I'm called to put the books together and write even Michael's own personal journey in his life, but how the love of God, you know, and in my own book of the river of love, you know, that we've got to step into the love, his river, into his love. And we got to stay there.
Absolutely. Everything
will
works.
Unfold how we stay in that place.
Because everything works by love.
That's right.
Everything works by love. Faith works by love.
That's right.
Everything works by love.
Faith. Everything works by love. Marriage works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything.
I mean, you know,
everything is everything.
We come together, you know, and the city needs the love of the Father is the city. I mean, he already has put his hand on it and his name on the Jerusalem. And you know, Israel, and that as they are so persecuted and gone through so much through the centuries of being expelled, and I mean, you get spit out, and nations coming against them, that for them, when they come across those who are carrying this love, they may not understand it, they embrace it.
That's right.
Because they can tell the difference. He said, oh, I love you, I love you, I love Israel. Let me get, you know. There's a lot of those. But those who are truly walking in love, they have no agenda.
That's right.
But to be vessels of love. And be able to, I mean, with the loss of my children, I have my mother, my father, my children gone. And really, in America, I mean, I have my grandchildren, but they're grown and they're living their own life. And right now, they're just not in touch with me. As her grandmother, and I mean, they would, if I called them, they would talk to me, or if I went to Florida to see them, they would see me, but they're just in their own world at this time, and the Lord has been speaking to me. He said, I've called, Israel is your family. He said, as Rachel cried for her children, cried for the children, he said, I've heard your cry, and I'm bringing the nations to you as a mother in Zion. And Michael's never had children because he'd never been married before. And I had had a hysterectomy when I was 22 from endometriosis. So there was no children in our marriage. And so he's never known that as being a father, you know. And but the Lord in his faithfulness just says, oh, but I have children. Talk about going to the nations. And I will send you to the nations as you raise up children to take that which I've given you, as you impart to them love, as you teach them from my heart. Not from religion, not from tradition, not from doctrines of man.
No.
But from my love.
From
my
heart.
Son Yeshua, who I was, and he was me, and I was him. He taught from my love.
Yes, he did.
And he said, this is where the church has gone off. They're not teaching from my love. And I know that they are. There are those. I'm not saying everybody, of course. There are those hidden ones. That those that he has raised up in this hour and day from every nation. I believe that does teach from his love. But I'm talking about as the church as whole, as we know it as a four walls. You know. But he is raising up an army of lovers. And we will love each other unto death. That's how they will know that we are his disciples, by
that's
the
right.
love we have for one another.
And he also said that's how they will know that the Father did send me, that I am from the Father, because of the love that you will have for one another. They will know that I have come from the Father, that the Father did send me. And that's what draws them to the Father.
Yeah.
Is the love. It never fails. It never fails. In every situation, it never fails. It can turn a hostile environment into the most peaceful, calm situation when you walk in the love of God. It's phenomenal. There's nothing like it. There's absolutely nothing like it.
That's right.
There's no other place to live but there. There's no other life but in that life. In that life.
That's right.
It's that love. It's that love life, that love walk. That's what those that have come before us have tried so hard to instill in us and get us to understand. It's about your love walk. Faith, though you have faith that you can move mountains, and you don't have love, you have nothing. And everything you think you've accomplished, if you haven't accomplished it in love, you really haven't done anything. Because only love remains. Only love remains. It's beautiful.
That's right.
I know what you're speaking of. And that, you know, I want to go deeper and deeper into that. And I am going deeper and deeper into it.
You are going deeper.
Yes,
and
I
deeper.
Am. I'm
That's
going
right.
deeper
you
and deeper
those words with
into
such,
it.
Convincing way and an anointing, unless you have walked it.
That's right.
You know, I mean, it's something we can't talk
no.
unless we've walked.
Correct.
Unless we're walking.
Mm.
And it's in His love that I'm always saying, that He's not looking for perfection. He's looking for hearts.
Yeah.
You know, He's perfecting us in and through Christ, but He's looking for hearts. And when He has our heart,
mm.
He has everything else.
Mm.
And, and teaching these those who are attending these prophetic training, it's always from the love first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at every meeting, the Holy Spirit brings it out again in a different way, but brings. You know, that as we look at one another with the Father's eyes, then we're not going to be concerned that we're going to make a mistake.
Yeah.
We have to get our eyes off ourselves. We have
right.
to even get our eyes off the gift through us.
Mm.
You know, it's Him in us that is the hope of glory. Christ in us.
Mm.
He wants to love on that partner, that person you're holding hands with.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to speak to them His love.
Mm.
So therefore, He's asking you to die to self. So He can rise up in you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have fear, well, I'm going to be wrong, or shyness, or whatever it is that is hindering the flow, then let's get rid of it right now. Let's deal with it. Let's take authority over it.
Mm.
Because it's Him in us. When you are in whatever, that when I do on the prophetic, when I do this on the marketplace, whenever you're at your position, whatever He's placed you at, it's because Christ in you wants to be in that place.
Mm.
You know, yes, there's fivefold ministry. Yes, there's that. And there's times when He calls us out from that place of employment to do that. But I said that is where He went to. Jesus Himself. He
yes.
went to the fishermen. He went to the farmers.
Mm.
He went to the tax collectors. You know, He went out among the people in the marketplace. And I said, you are in that place where you're at because Christ in you wants to bring the hope of His glory to that individual or to that corporation or, you know.
Mm.
And I've had some people look at me like, I have never heard of such a thing.
Mm-mm.
Well, I said, that's why we're doing what we're doing.
That's right. Glory to God.
For you to hear that you don't have to, like this one young man, he's 18 from Georgia that we've met. He's volunteering at Christ Church, Anglican Church here, which is a guest house. And it has a cafe, and they also have, of course, the church. And his father's an Anglican church in Georgia. I mean, he's an Anglican pastor. And I see this business anointing on him eventually, but yet I see also the heart of like pastoral. But he says, well, you know, I'm really seeking the Lord about my future. And he said, I don't want to be rich because I don't want that to take me away from the Lord. I mean, I didn't mention anything about money or anything, but it just came out of him. And he said, even though I'm just 18, I've been several, business plans. But my father said that he feels that I'm going to eventually pastor a church. And then it just starts flowing out of me. You know, well, but you know, you can serve the Lord. You can be an influencer without having to be a pastor.
That's right.
And you can gain great wealth for the kingdom of God. It's okay. You know, and he's like listening with everything I'm saying. And that's when I came up with understanding that I was hearing the Holy Spirit saying, I want you to teach on the gifts being activated in the marketplace.
Mm.
How that can be a thing for evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
How that can bring the harvest in. And I started sharing, he said, I want to come to that. I never thought about that. I never heard that. Well, I said, sure, as a CEO, if you were a business owner, you have the right to be able to bring godly
That's
principles
right.
into your business.
That's right. You have a great advantage.
Disciple. Yeah. He's like, I never thought of that. And so that's where that came from. Because I've taught on it some before. But again, we have so many different ages, and male and female, and from the nations. So the Lord was begin to show me in Michael as the nations come here to the Prophetic Center here in Jerusalem, they will take it back to their nation.
Yes. Mm. Wow.
Mm. Jerusalem.
Mm.
They will take back the Great Commission.
Mm.
From Jerusalem and what we're doing. And not saying we're doing only that. I mean, as far as that we're the only ones here that are doing this kind of teaching and activation. But, you know, there's different ministries that are flowing in different ways. And they all are part of the nations and what the Lord wants to take from Jerusalem. But it's, I mean, I'm in awe. Mm. Us, Lord?
Mm.
We know who we are in the spirit, but in the...
Wow.
We're lovers. We're the Mary sitting at your feet,
mm-hmm.
you know, or mm-hmm. the alabaster box being broken over you. I mean, we mm-hmm. don't care about fame and fame mm-hmm. and, you know, whatever. I mean, not to say that any of that is not important. I mean, the Lord gives the Benny Hinn's and the others and
right.
and the Catherine Coleman's, and that's awesome. And not that you may open up something like that for us in the future. We don't care. We just want to raise up a generation that raises mm. up a generation that raises up a generation
Glory
that raises up a generation.
Glory to God.
On yes. and on and on mm. and on of lovers.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
Passionate for you, mm. on fire for you,
mm.
knowing who they are, seeing themselves as you see them, not as where they were born, not with what their culture, not with the color of their skin,
mm-hmm.
or with the whatever denomination they came from, or that they are seeing themselves as sons of God.
Mm. Mm.
We're seeing it. We're seeing it, Kathy.
That's beautiful. It's
Praise God. It's wonderful that you're a part of it, that how the Lord brought us together through this just one stop in McDonald's. And we've not even met each other personally, face to face
something?
Yet.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Good God. Awesome. The hand of God. Hand of God. Wonderful. The hand of God.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And we just praise God for what He is doing and how He's moving there. We're so grateful for that because we as a body, a local expression on the body of Christ at Rivers. We love Jude. We love Israel. We stand with Israel. We love Israel. And our heart is there to support. And we are so excited to be a part of what God is doing there. It's beautiful.
Well, have you been before?
No, never been to Israel. My parents have been. But I have never been.
Oh.
It's a.
Well, have you and your husband talked about it?
Yes, we have talked about it. And, but haven't made that serious plan to go. But we have spoken of it. I'm sure that I know that that's his, like, his dream trip too, you know, to want to go to Israel more than anywhere else. So it's something we have talked about. We haven't seriously planned for it, but we have spoken of it. I've heard it's life changing.
Well, it's life changing, and the anointing, and so I would like to invite you guys that we have, like, this other side. Of course, it's already set up. And what we're going to do when people do come and stay
mm-hmm.
is that we're going to have, like, morning devotional, prayer and sharing,
mm-hmm.
and just some worship time before people go out, because we want to keep the atmosphere as a ministry center, you know, not as a home. It is a ministry center, but we have this precious place that is already being so filled up with the glory and of, you know, we got four beds inside the one bedroom because we had twin beds. But it's got its own bathroom, its own washer, its own kitchen. I mean, it's just set up for people like yourselves to come and seek the Lord.
Amen.
To have a place of rest and refuge.
Mm.
Coming out from underneath, going to the different sites and being led by the Spirit and then coming back away, because this doesn't even seem like, people go, it doesn't even appear like you're in Jerusalem, because this is a brand new place. They gutted this place out. It's owned by a Jewish family, and the mother lives in California. She's 82, but it belonged to the mother and the father, this Jewish woman that is the power of attorney that lives outside of Jerusalem. She's American. She was born here but raised in America. And the father's family goes all the way back to the 15th century. in Jerusalem.
Wow.
And we've been invited. We haven't gone yet, and they're in America right now. But her husband, when we came back and signed the lease by faith, because we had to have a deposit, we paid 13,500 shekels a month for this place. That's not the Arnona, because you had to pay the taxes. The people, renters had to pay the taxes on monthly taxes. Yeah. So that's on top of that. Then, of course, the utilities. But when we came back in hand with a month deposit, paying a month in July, plus we had to pay a month for the other apartment because we weren't going to be out to the 15th of July. So we had a lot to believe the Lord for to be able to do this financially. And he provided everything, plus the realtor gets a whole month's rent for his commission.
Wow.
Now, he's working on this and doing 13,000 shekels, 500. That's what the payments are here. Mm-hmm. And we are able to pay him in 4 months. So every month we have to have 3,700 to give him.
Mm.
Plus, we're still paying off furniture, which we got 3 more months on. And so it's a book of faith. I mean, just a whole book to be written on faith. Mm-hmm. And trust in the Lord and obedience. And as we obey him, how he takes care of everything. You know, he does this, he does that. So this is set up with furniture from two places that the Lord already set it up. With the beds, with the living room sets, with they put the stoves here. Usually they don't furnish anything. But they went ahead and put the stove tops. We need to get an oven for the next. For the other apartment, we have an oven for this from we brought from the north. We had two refrigerators. So we, it has a door to where the people who stay on the next side, they don't even have to come over here. It's private. But the Lord said, I thought, because I'm the administrator and all, I thought, well, you know, because we're going to take donations per day for people staying there. But the Lord said to me, not that we wouldn't do that, but he was saying, No, don't advertise this. I would bring the people who are to be here.
Wow.
To keep the atmosphere
it is. That's right. That is right.
And he said, I will bring those. I'll bring the intercessors. I'll bring the worshipers. I'll bring the leaders. And that this will be an oasis for them that they wouldn't be able to get in a hotel or anywhere else because of the privacy. And this street that we're on, I got a prophecy back, it had been a year ago in the spring, from some people came to the house, ministry center, we were renting in a house, and having some meetings and stuff as our base in the Dallas, North Dallas area, and they came over, I ministered over in Fort Worth, they came over, Michael was in, and they came over to meet with us and have lunch and what have you, and then there was a woman from New Zealand that began to minister over me right before they left, and in the prophecy, is she kept saying the word G-I-H-O-N, Gihon. And she said, the Lord, and people are telling her, well, there's Gihon Springs here, which there is, by Hezekiah's tunnel. And she says, when you get to Gihon, that which you have been waiting on will manifest.
My Lord.
Well, we thought, well, Gihon, we need to go to Gihon. The spring, the Gihons, but we never did go. And so whenever I came to look at this place in the spring before we came back, Michael was on the Philippines, it's on Gihon.
Wow.
The street is Gihon. And the building is 12. We were living in apartment 11. And we've been getting 11, 11, 11 for so many years, transition. And this building is 12, but the apartment is 5, which is for grace. Well, when I came into this, I told him, I said, now, Yair, I've got to either have an elevator or it's got to be level. I said, you know, I'm a young 65, as you know. I don't look 65, but carrying groceries upstairs would be too much for me right in this day and hour. So he said, well, no, these stairs go down. It's brand new. They gutted it out. It's renovated. No one's ever lived in it since it's been renovated. And So I, when I came up to it, walked, he wasn't here yet, I said, well, there's stairs going up. But then I remember he said stairs going down, so I saw this gate, and I could tell the stairs go down. Well, I came over to where I could see through in this beautiful courtyard. Mm. I love gardens.
Mm, I do too.
Where they already have these huge pots of roses, which roses are my favorite flower. Mm. And not only that, they have two olive trees in these pots.
Wow.
And you see this peace garden, which I didn't know anything about a peace garden, in the courtyard. You can look at the view of this forest.
Ah.
And then I'm going, surely this isn't it. Oh, my gosh, this is gorgeous. So he comes. Sure enough, it is it.
Mm.
And then he takes me in, and he didn't tell me it was two apartments. At the beginning, he says five bedrooms, because the Lord said, I want you to have five bedrooms.
Mm.
Well, that is, you know, a step of faith here. Five bedrooms is huge as far as finances go, you know, in Jerusalem. And so he brings me in, and I come in, and I see this beautiful, he said, there's the Peace Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a place called the Promenade, which on the other side of the people, you can see on the other side of this forest is what they call the Promenade, and it's going to headed south. And you can see the Temple Mount from that side. Now, we can't see the Temple Mount from where we're at. And so he takes us through to see this beautiful view out on the patio. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is gorgeous. And, oh, he hadn't told me what the price is yet. And so this side, it was $8,500. We were paying $7,000 anyway, so that's not too bad. Well, then he goes to the next apartment, which he walks in, and there's another kitchen. And another apartment, and the living area are two bedrooms. And so I'm having to munch on something. My sugar's dropping.
That's okay. That's okay.
So I go in. I go, oh my gosh! And it has a gate. It has two gates. The door said there's a gate here. There's a gate that you have to buzz to get it. It's a blue gate, not green. Blue glory. So in her prophecy, she says, when you get to Gihon, everything you've been, she said, what you've been waiting on will start to manifest. And she also spoke about keys. And then she began to talk about standing against territorial spirits and then paralyzing them in Israel, in Jerusalem. And then she speaks about the gate, G-A-I-T, the gate of walking. But then she says it turns into a gate. So after I saw this, I mean, Michael comes, he comes from Philippines and comes to it again the next day. We get Gihon. Oh, no, oh my gosh, Gihon. We go listen to the prophecy. And in Gihon, the Lord was speaking about this ministry training center being located on Gihon. And so Gihon is the river, one of the river that blows out of the throne room of God.
Right.
12 being government, 5 being grace.
My God.
And it's got 5 bedrooms.
Wow.
Grace again. And it's got 3 gates. And then when we got keys, oh my gosh, we couldn't even hold all the keys in our hands. There were so many keys. So the prophetic symbol of it all. And then when we got back from America, we just had one day. The next day, we had to be over here to sign the lease with the realtor, their realtor, ours. And the husband, never meeting us, brings a bowl of wine to celebrate. Israeli wine. Glasses to celebrate the signing of the contract.
My Lord.
And we're like, what? And then he says, I tell my wife that that she must rent from you, that you were the right ones to rent from. And then he says, I want you to come out when you have a car, because they live kind of outside Jerusalem, going south, some over not too far from Bethlehem. But that we want you to come to our house. We want you to visit us. And then the wife has called me. Before they left, she said, now we're going to be back in America for 3 weeks. almost a month. And here's, if we were to have trouble, I want to give you a number. But she said, also, I want to apologize that we haven't had you yet out to our place.
Wow.
Looking forward to you and Michael coming to our place.
Mm.
And I have been wondering, Michael and I both, if they're secret believers.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Though she did ask me when she first talked to me over the phone, are you a missionary? Do you proselytize and all that? But just, it's just something about this Jewish couple.
Mm.
And so this is a fulfillment of a prophecy or over a year and a half ago. And then that, since we moved in, then we've seen the things begin to manifest. I mean, the Lord is bringing forth. And also, in the other room, sitting in the armchair, I sit in the little living room, then also sit in the kitchen where there's a black armchair, gold dust has been appearing all over me.
Glory to God. Ooh.
Yeah. It's on the chair. It's on the table next to the chair.
My God.
There's some red and some green.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've got chills.
Yes.
And then I had the young girls who sang with me, which was one of them was here from Texas, and then another one is from North Carolina. And her father was a Palestinian. He's a believer, but he was born in, I think, Bethlehem. And he's been in America for years. But she came here to work with a minister for 3 months. And her mother's Caucasian. And Precious, her name's Abigail, and she's working on a master's, and she's spending the night, and she lives in Bet Jala, which is in the West Bank, what they call West Bank now, but she has to go through the post and stuff. But they were here Monday after everybody was leaving, and another brother, and we go, I wanted to show him that other room, and he walks in there going, oh my gosh, this place. And then she sits, I told him about the gold dust, And my little Georgia daughter now, she sits down in a chair, and I said, now look at your hand. See the dust, the gold.
Oh, my God, my Lord.
But,
oh,
and she just starts laughing and getting so, she said, I see it.
Oh.
I see it. Started appearing on her. It started appearing on all three of them. I'm in awe.
Yes. Wow.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness.
Amen. When he starts to move, wow. You wait, but when it's time and the flow comes, I'm telling you, it flows. It doesn't stop. Woo. Glory to God. I tell you, he is so faithful. He is so faithful. So faithful. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And thank you that.
Thank you that we can connect 7,000 miles away, Lord.
I know.
There is no distance in your spirit, Lord.
No.
Thank you, Lord. That even though we're standing here in Jerusalem and Kathy is over in South Carolina, Lord, and Father, that we're here together, Lord, in spirit, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for raising up this company of warriors, this company of lovers.
Hallelujah.
That you and her and her husband have brought together in obedience to you. And Lord, is love warriors, there's not many in number.
No.
Because there's few who are ready to lay their life down. And there's just a few. They'll follow you. But when it comes to dying, there's many who run away. But Lord, there are those who don't. And those are faithful, and that is what you've called them, Lord, to raise up love warriors. Those who are passionately in love with you, and Lord, in them, they're flowing in the love.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, that they're the evangelists. They're the ones that are going out. They're the ones that are touching lives also, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, in the marketplace, and they're the ones, Lord, that you're raising up for this day and hour, getting ready for America, for this great harvest America's about to enter into.
Yes.
Great harvest.
God.
Great harvest, Lord. You're shaking everything that can be shaken, Father.
Oof.
And you're revealing, even within the church, those things that even as Ezekiel saw, Lord, those things that are sinful and wicked, Lord. And you're doing it, Lord, not to hurt anyone, not to bring pain, Lord. But Father, to expose, to bring us back to holiness, Lord, to bring us back to that place of purity in our walk with you, Lord. And Father, you're not through with America.
No.
Father, you're not through with America,
no.
And Lord, that you are moving in places, Father, that are hidden in places, those places with those who love you, Lord, that people don't know anything about. But they've been praying and seeding and praying and working together and loving, learning how to love one another.
Glory to God.
So they're ready for the great harvest that you're bringing from America,
thank
Lord,
you,
in America, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for this harvest, Father.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for this training center, this training and equipping and discipleship, Lord, that they are doing themselves in this home, Father. And, Lord, you said despise not small beginnings.
No.
Lord, you train us in the small.
Yes.
You're so good to us, Lord. Father, that you ripen us, Lord God. If someone were to pick an apple, wasn't ripe, Lord, and begin to eat it, it's going to really give them a tummy ache, Lord. That, Father, we have to wait until the ripeness, Lord. And, Lord, even though we get impatient at times, and when is the vision coming forth? When, Lord? And crying out and prevailing and wondering, Lord, did we miss you? Did we not move forward fast enough? Did we find? Did we miss you? But all the time you say, no, I'm bringing the ripeness of the harvest. You're preparing us, Lord God, in maturity. Lord, you're getting the body off of milk, and you're putting them on the meat, Lord, where they're going to get strong and enduring, Lord, where they're going to be able to withstand persecution and false accusations and all the other things that the enemy would throw to bring division and strife and discord. And, Lord, I thank you that's what you're doing in Kathy's midst and in the church. What is the name of the church?
Rivers. Again? Rivers International Worship Center.
Okay, Rivers and a hallelujah. Gion goes right along with that. Thank you, Lord. River. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. It's international. That means nation.
Yes.
Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that, Lord, those who refuse to grow, Lord, have been removed, Lord. Because, Lord, you're bringing maturity in their midst. You're bringing maturity, Father, maturity in their relationship with you through your Son Yeshua, Father. And Lord, you're preparing them. You're training them up ready to take in the harvest. Because, Lord, the harvest is going to be a sweat and toil with it, Lord. It's not going to be necessarily pretty, Lord, of the souls that will be coming in. Lord, the people who love with your love will be able to embrace all kinds of people.
Hallelujah.
Lord, all kinds of people, Father, that are bound and chained and that are, Lord, not maybe so smelling right and what have you, but Lord, these are the ones that you're choosing out of the world, Lord, bring into your kingdom.
Yes.
And they're going to need to be embraced and then loved where they're at and cleaned up and fed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving this facility. I remember the last time we prayed, Lord. Father, that facility, Lord, where they're at is sufficient for the now. But, Lord, I thank you for what's ahead.
Yes, God.
And I thank you when it's needed, Lord, that you will bring it forth.
Yes,
and you will bring forth the finances, all the provision. You will bring forth the people. Father, you'll bring forth the worshipers, the instruments, Lord. You'll bring forth the transportation. Lord, you'll bring forth the teachers, the fivefold ministry working together, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that this is one of your hot spots, Lord.
Glory
that's what I'm seeing
God.
In the spirit. It's a hot spot, Lord. It's a deep well. It's also a deep well. But, Lord, it's also a fire, like the burning bush, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. And, Lord, show them. Give them a day. Speak to their hearts about when to come to Israel, Lord. I think it's sooner than later, Lord. And, Lord, sometimes we think, well, this is going on, that's going on. But, Lord, you know the exact time and the moment that they can put their feet on this ground, Lord. You know that, Lord. You know, Father, you have it already in their book, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo!
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I had to put the trace up here so I could look at the garden and the lights.
Mm.
And you can see the Judean desert.
Mm.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
So what time is it there? What time is it there, Mary?
It is 7:17. So it's starting to get, the sun has gone down and it's still light. Yeah, I don't know where my husband's at. He's been gone all afternoon, but he's probably ministering somebody down in the old city.
Yes. And I just heard myself, I called you Mary and not Jane. I was like, okay, Lord, Mary. Ooh, glory to God. Mary.
Mary?
Yes, Mary. Mary.
Yeah. Woo! Amen. Well, he knows I'm like a Mary.
At his feet. At his feet. A worshiper at his feet. A lover.
Huh?
And a worshiper at his feet. An intimate lover, Mary. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lord.
I just heard that. I mean, I'm just like, all of a sudden I called you Mary. Why'd I call you Mary? I was like, Lord, why'd I call him Mary? He's like, well, an intimate worshiper, an intimate at his feet, a lover of Jesus, a lover of Jesus, Mary.
Ooh,
glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
I know that's not your natural name, but I don't feel like that was a mistake. I called you that. The Lord says, oh, you're a lover. You're a Mary. You're a seeker.
Yes.
You're the one who has chosen the better part. Ooh, glory to God. You're the one who's chosen the better part, and it shall never be taken away from you. Never. Never.
Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, we bless you, my sister, and bless your husband there and the work the Lord has called you to do, and it's been a pleasure to speak with you, and I can't wait to share with the body what God is doing. What the Lord is doing there. And I have a confession. I did record our conversation because I was so excited to talk to you. And I wanted the congregation to hear what you had to say. Are you okay with me playing that back to them Sunday, tomorrow?
I am perfectly
good.
Fine with it. Amen.
Out of respect.
I'm not there.
Yes.
I'll be saying it myself.
I know. Out of respect, I wanted to let you know, but I was so excited. We're so excited as a body to eventually when it's in the Lord's timing, to see you, but I was like, I've got to record this because then I just knew it was going to be so good. And I feel like I'm just, even though I'm not in Israel, I feel like I'm right there with you as you are touring the house and showing me all the speaking of all the things there. So they'll be so excited to hear this. And especially when you're a small congregation.
Go ahead.
I say, especially when you're a smaller congregation, you look forward to things like this, but we just bless God for what he's doing there in your life, and we know that it is his hand, and we want you to, of course, to be in the center of his will, and even though it's bittersweet for us, we're going to miss not being able to meet you, but yet we'd much rather have what God is doing, and we're so blessed that the Lord is blessing you, and we're just so excited because hallelujah, we're next. Glory to God, we're next.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we're next.
That's right. Now, do I have your email? I have your email address. So I'm going to send you a few pictures.
Great.
Okay, so you can also share that. Okay.
I will. Great. That would be great.
So I have an idea. So
that would be
great. God bless you.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
I'm gonna call my husband and say, "Honey, where are you?"
Yes, you do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you, and y'all have a wonderful.
Lord, love you too.
Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Okay.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.